something about Mary to do to us.
I am Father Francisco Javier Oseguera, originally from Mexico, and now living and working in Rome. I would like to share who Mary is to me, and Our Lady is, first of all, she is the Mother of God, but she's also my mother. And I think it's been an experience that's been growing in my priesthood since the day I entered my congregation 20 years ago. I'm a Legionary of Christ. I always knew that she was, first of all, the Mother of God, and secondly, my mother. But I think this is an experience that everybody should develop, with a very personal relationship with her. And it's been a growing experience in realizing how close she is to my life and my vocation. And I think the period of my life when I really got to know her was just before my ordination. Those years preparing for my ordination, finishing my theology studies, I really experienced that she was very, very alive, very present. She was very interested in my priesthood and in my sanctity or my holiness as a job that I cannot do on my own. And I remember reading a book on the Holy Spirit that I remember the idea that the same way that God wanted to need the help or the collaboration of Mary with the Holy Spirit so that His Son could be incarnated, the same way He wants also Mary to help out the Holy Spirit in a certain type of incarnation, which is when a person is ordained and configured with Christ. And this idea, really, I remember that it was a before and after, because that's when I knew that maybe Mary was not as present as she wanted to be, and I needed her to be in my preparation for the ordination. So that's when I really started to search for her, to try to make her more part of my life and my vocation. And from then on, she's really been amazing, present in everything, and she's a mother. And a mother in a sense not only of how she takes care, but she's really generating or co-generating the reality of a person that's trying to be like her son. So it's a real motherhood. It's a real conception and pregnancy type of experience that I cannot experience in words, but I'm happy to talk about Mary to others. So hopefully, I hope that somebody or anybody who listens to this podcast could also give her an opportunity to be also a mother in that sense in your faith and in your spiritual life.